those of you who are marginally aware of our faith, you know that this is Holy Thursday. This article comes from the New Oxford Review. It was written by a fellow named Frederick Marx. He is a former professor of history at Purdue and St. John's Universities, the author of 6 books, most recently including a brief for belief, the case for Catholicism. All right, he's into alliteration. Let me quote for you. I'll begin with his paragraph, his quotes, and we shall talk about this. The gist of this article is that people who are prone not to believe tend to interpolate backward and reinterpret writings of the time. He starts out by talking about the Jewish historian Josephus, recognized as the preeminent first century Jewish historian. Josephus had a paragraph in one of his books called The Antiquities of the Jews. He not only treats the resurrection as a fact, but he calls Jesus the Messiah and refers to him as, quote, a wise man, if indeed he should be called a man. There's been a lot of argument among, more enlightened, aware, deconstructing type scholars who essentially said there's no way Josephus could write that. He was a Jew. He's going to refer to Christ that way. Well, this guy makes a strong case. I don't have time to get into all of his arguments that indeed Josephus did write that. Here's the part that fascinates me. He says, the tendency is to superimpose current values and current standards on the past. But this is bad history. And bad history leads to skewed judgment. It is hard for the 21st century mind to imagine someone as worldly and cynical as Pontius Pilate embracing the faith. This is fascinating to me. He says, I quote, yet this evidently is what happened. Pilate, I'm still quoting, who was admired by Tertullian. Tertullian was an early church father who kind of got himself involved in a little bit of a heresy, but we still look at a lot of his writings as enlightening of the time. Pilate, who was admired by Tertullian, canonized by the cops of Ethiopia, not the cops, not the people who walk the beat on the streets, COPT, it's a certain Christian sect, and who has French and Swiss peaks named after him, followed standard procedure by sending a report on Jesus' trial to the emperor Tiberius. In this document, which seems to have survived the centuries intact, he alluded to many of Jesus' best-known miracles, stated that there was talk of Jesus' resurrection, though he personally could not confirm it, quote, for certain. B, he referred to priests who, quote, now we're quoting from Pilate's report, quote, thought that Jesus was not a human being, end quote. And C, concluded by confessing to the emperor, quote, I am almost ready to say, as did Manlius, the Roman centurion at the cross, quote, truly this was the Son of God. Pilate, I am almost ready to say, as did Manlius, the Roman centurion at the cross, truly this was the Son of God. Now, the argument I imagine would be how valid, how reliable, how genuine and authentic is this? Well, this historian certainly seems to think so. He has a second letter. In a second letter that Pilate appears to have addressed some years later to the emperor Claudius, those of you who know Roman history know Claudius followed Tiberius, He asserts that the resurrection was witnessed by Roman soldiers. Remember, yeah, they had a guard there. And that doesn't necessarily mean they saw Jesus, but they may have seen the empty tomb. Was witnessed by Roman soldiers who, along with the Jewish soldiers, accepted hush money from the Jewish leadership. Remember, I believe it was the Gospel of Matthew who said, to this day, the religious leaders went and told the soldiers, here, say that his disciples came and took the body, and you were sleeping. We'll cover for you. Pilate likewise observes that it was envy on the part of the chief priests that caused them to have Jesus crucified. According to Eusebius, who was the number one big church historian in those first centuries, Tiberius read Pilate's report, accepted it, and referred it to the Roman Senate, where decisions on deification were normally made. If the nomination of Simon Magus, remember Simon Magus in Acts chapter 8? He was a Samaritan with whom Peter tangled. He was the one that said, "Hey, I'll buy some of that healing power you got." And Peter said, "Away with you." Well, apparently Simon Magus was approved by the Roman Senate as, I guess, a god. A statue was erected in honor of him. Dr. Mark says, then why not our Lord? Fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff.